Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends. Men, such a storm is gathering outside here in Pretoria. Can you believe it? Such a massive storm is gathering, nevertheless. I'm trying to connect with some of our people. Let me connect with Sipho. He's on the line. Sipho, Sabon.
Yeah.
When you write, man, who write this Sipho? I'm telling you, even people who say they are close to me, they don't know ukuthi ukuthi popozane. It means memezelani hlabana umkhosi ifikile indodana eyisipho uyabona ngoba igama lami uSipho angithi so kwathiwa makupopozweke ngoba nangu uSipho ufikile madoda indaba ezimnandi ke lezi ha sibonga kakhulu kodwa usound uphansi sengathi ha umfo wethu abazalwane bathontsha umnikelo namhlanje Not to send goes in, not petty lowly. Especially Mashaya Makala film, Mabu Yalapel and Gitusha Makala film. Hey,
I'm from the cricket in England in the Rakuli in the we had a series and I pray with a certain church.
Oh.
With young people, I was there and I was tired from work and then go work and went there. So, I mean, but what I loved about the situation, Ruti, my life is committed to the duty of serving Christ with all what I have.
Yes, Sipho, you know, I want to thank the Father now and forward to your dedication. Yes, Sipho, mina ngaze ngukuza ucela imali, tata. Solo ngakwazi. Mina ngaze, Sipho, ngukuza ucelana neyimali. Hey, Sipho man, angaze mfo. Uyabona?
Sibona ukuthi Jesu supply all our needs.
According to his riches in glory. Yeah. No sibonga kakhulu. Asibingelele umfundisi uMotha naye ukhona. Mfundisi.
Mfundisi siyabingelela lebeka uNkulunkulu. Sibingelele nakumfundisi uSipho, umfundisi uJabulane. Nabalalele emakhaya in the powerful name of Yahushua Mashiach ngiyathemba mfundisi niyaphila.
Hayi siyaphila sibuze kuwe ndoda.
Hayi impilo iphelele ndoda impilo iphelele uNkulunkulu emuhle esigcinile ngesandla sakhe somusa siphile saka.
Hayi kuhle ukukuzwa. Ujabulani yena usemgwaqweni ushonene na sport. Jabu?
Yes my friend.
Kusaphileka lapho.
Hawu siyaphila ngomusa kaYahusha HaMashiya usigcinile. Ndolozile ngifinelele kakhulu lapha e-studio my friend and also umfuthi Sipho mfundisi uMotha abalaleli bonke ngegama elinamandla lika Yahusha HaMashiach.
Amen.
Amen.
And of course we trust the Father is doing you good and blessing you. We are going to touch on an issue today and I hope that you will find it kind to participate in and teach us one or two things there. Mina, I really enjoy listening to someone on radio who is willing to learn from others, not someone who's bombarding people with their experience and their anointing. You know, if there's one thing that is a turn-off, it is a person who talks at people on radio instead of talking with people and people talking to them. So I really appreciate the very fact, Yoguti, we have listeners that we respect so much and who know better than us. They know better than us. I know on radios, man, I've been doing this for 30 years, man. I tell you, people come with people who are known as experts. And they come and talk at people. And they leave phone numbers. And you don't get them on those phone numbers. The only appointment you can get is when you pay 6,000 rand. You know, and that is the thing. It is because people basically come in on air to gloat about their experiences instead of sharing the wisdom of the Hamashiach through their life. And also through the lives of the people who are known as listeners, because these people are not necessarily listeners. They are program makers. Without them, you are just talking on air. So they are program makers who would respond and recommend, talk, and also innovatively bring ideas to the topic at hand. So one, basically, in their inverted commas, expertise, learn from the multitudes of the people in their knowledge, and they're able, humbly so, to say, I am delighted to hear and to know this. And tonight, I'd like us to talk about joy in a way we have never spoken about it before. And to really put it across in such a way that we understand why we need the spirit of joy. And I'm not talking about the gigglings in the 1980s. I speak about the joy of the Elohim, which is our strength. What does the word say? And then when we are devoid, or when we have no joy, what happens to us? Eish, my God. Mfundisi Motha, kunje uthe ba right ekhaya but eish. Asikabuzi sesiyapaphalaza asibuzi, eh, kodwa yake tunxolele lapho.
Hayi, ngiyabonga siyabonga mfundisi, ba right bayaphila ngomusa kaNkulunkulu. Konke kuhamba kahle mfundisi, nami ngiyathemba ukuthi ngiyaphila nasekhaya ba right.
Hayi, siyaphila mina, siyaphila kakhulu mfundisi wami. We are looking forward this weekend. Muruti Motha, we are bringing maybe close to how many Jabulani? Maybe close to 2,000 young people. We are bringing them over in Kangala just for career guidance. You know, many people who feel ukuthi they are in the vicinity of Bronco Spray and what go. You just say, hey, ure yugu pi basa kuchela. Loyo, loyo, ongana sutu. Nanya la peana ngubumpunga. Nanya. And you'll see me there working a garden somewhere. I'm a garden boy. And then come over if you have a young person, or if you want to speak to young people, if you have books that you want to give to young people, please be free. We want to conscientize our young people. And if we don't do that, those who are selling nyaupes in these bazaar shops will continue to really make a wave of profit over our children. So let's gather them and let them just enjoy themselves. It's just going to be powerful. Right. Anyway, we're talking about joy and what this joy is even all about. Please, WhatsApp me and testify about your joy. How our Savior has brought joy into your life. How salvation has brought joy in your life. How your breakthroughs have brought joy. And even how your sufferings have brought joy in your life. You can testify with regards to that. And I will be so much happy to hear from you. Otherwise, teach me more about joy. I'm willing to learn far much more about joy and what it is all about. Our spiritual joy. What is it even all about? Eish, yeah. Check Psalm 89 verse 15. It says, in your name, Yahuwah Elohim, in your name, they rejoice all day long. And in your righteousness, they are exalted. What is joy? Joy is the power of the name of the Elohim. Yahuwah, our Elohim. Yahusha HaMashiach means Yahuwah, our salvation. Unkulunkulu oyinsindiso yethu. Uma ukhuluma ngendodana yakhe ukhuluma ngunkulunkulu kusho ukuthi kubonakala kukaNkulunkulu endodaneni. Hey, banna. And it says, in your name they rejoice all day, and in your righteousness they are exalted. What is joy? The name, the knowledge of the name of the Most High is joy. Eish. How do you feel, Jabu Mauti Yahusha HaMashiach?
There is, you know, the joy that overwhelms me, you know, so to say.
Yeah.
Amen. There is so much joy that really I experience because mm-hmm. of the name. As the word says, you know, the joy of the Lord is our strength. So I become strengthened. Amen.
It's amazing that the first verse that we open with is His name. He is our joy, and joy is found in His name. Then what is joy? Joy is the complete wellness and righteousness that we find in the name of the Most High. If you can see, it says, in your righteousness they are exalted. Joy is the knowledge of the name of the Most High, in which we become exalted. In other words, in which we become resurrected. The word exalt there is used in the context of resurrection. What is our joy? Ukuvuka. Ish. Oh, na ifikile imatch abantu bayogijima ngephambano baloku bakujumpa itrata sicibe shayiso imoto. Ngiyacela ke nikhuzweni abantu Sipho. Enkonzweni khuzeni abantu. Yeah, vele into efuna uSathane ukuthi kushona abantu nje abaningi ngaleso sikhathi. We know that. We know. Now,
yeah.
In the book of Ezra, chapter 6, verse 22, it says, and they kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with joy. For the Elohim made them joyful and turned the heart of the king of Assyria towards them, to strengthen their hands in the work of the house of Yahuwah, the Elohim of Yasharal. It's amazing there. Now, when you look at it, it says, and this is fantastic, and living bread, that is Christ, 7 days with joy, complete, they're made complete in partaking in Christ. And then it says, and the Elohim made them joyful, comma. Then it explains everything that it was saying before. And turn the heart of the king of Assyria towards them. Favor. Joy is when we eat the word and so much favor comes upon us that the hearts of kings are turned towards us. Ah, when the boy Joseph was born, he had favor with the Elohim and man. Oh, when the boy John was born, he had favor with the Elohim and men. Oh, when the boy Yahusha, the Christ, was born, he had favor with the Father and with mankind. Look at it. Here it is. And then it says, and strengthened their hand. What is joy therefore? The strength that we have in the Father that makes us to continue to do the work of the church. Because it says, to strengthen their hands in the work of the house of the Elohim. Of Yahuwah, the Elohim of Yasharal. Wow. Okay. What is joy, therefore? Job chapter 33, verse 26. He shall pray to Yahuwah, and he will delight in him. He shall see his face with joy, for he restores to man his righteousness. What is joy according to this? The restoration of the righteousness of the Father upon us. I said to you, we are going to speak about joy in a way that is different. The restoration of the righteousness of the Father upon us is joy. Hey, joy, you kikiteka, hey, ukseka. Hey, joy, you kitazeka.
Kuthazeka njalo ngolwesibili ukuya kulwesihlanu ngo-8 ntambama ohlelweni lethu olubizwa ngohlala nathi. Lalela abafundisi abaningi bashumayela izwi lenkosi elikunika ithemba enhlizweni yakho. Lalela ukhule enkosini kuRadio Pulpit 657 AM.
Thapelo ya Musiami inonofile go dira tse dikgolo fa e le ya tloafalo. Ka kopo tswela go rapella Radio Pulpit le tiro e re dira mo lefaseng la Afrika Borwa le kontle ga naga.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring. 24 hours a day.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We're talking about joy in a manner we have never spoke about before. And hopefully maybe you have. And we are just tapping into that realm of speaking about joy in a manner we have not spoken about it before. Delving really into the matters of joy and what it is even all about. Thank you so much. Malcolm Fritz says, evening, Pastor Dr. Ray. Ebana, my soul lights up when you're on air, close to God's heart. Malcolm, we give the Father all the glory, the majesty and the honor. We exalt his holy name. There's no one like him in our lives. Thank you so much. Blessings to you. Right. When we talk about joy, in a way we have never spoken about joy, what comes to mind? Let me start with you, Jabu Ngobia Driver.
Yeah, thank you very much, my friend. A great topic indeed also. I believe that the Lord would like to impart his joy upon every one of us, the listeners, and also, you know, my friends over there, people in Tumisu Umoja, now my friend. So I believe that if we open up our hearts so that we can be flooded by the joy of the Lord, that is our strength. Indeed, it will be beneficial for every one of us. But joy, I love how you define it as not something that is attached to feeling and emotions and such like, because other people can really confuse joy with happiness. But these are two different things, happiness and joy. So happiness will be mostly reliant maybe on like experiences or maybe circumstances. Like maybe if you've won a lotto, you'll be happy because you've got money. But once that money grows up wings and away, the happiness will be over together with because of the fact that the money is no longer there. So your happiness is linked to you having money, having something. But on the other side, joy is not like reliant on circumstances or situations or you having something. It's the Spirit of the Lord that rests in us, you know. The Spirit of the Lord that rests in us. That in spite of everything that we are going through, but still, we're hopeful. We remain trusting in God. We remain faithful in Him. So that is joy. Where we can be able to really be grateful who is that the Lord is doing for us, and we can be able to really be open for God to use us the way He wants us to, without, you know, like having conditions that, no, Lord, if you bless me, or no, Lord, if you really like promote me in the church, then you can use me. Like, we do not really serve God with conditions. When we are controlled by joy, we are fully given to God. We are fully surrendered to God. He's in control of our lives. or pick and pay and then, or like we suffer or we prosper, we are joyful. So it's the divine spirit of the Lord that rests upon the church or upon the believers that keeps them hopeful and trusting in God, and that strengthens them to continue in the journey of the faith without giving up. I will define joy shortly with those words, my friend.
All right, I hear you quite well. We are talking about joy in the manner we have not before. Just getting into other levels of joy. Now, let me read this also in Nehemiah chapter 12, verse 43. Also that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for Yahuwah had made them rejoice with great joy. The women and the children also rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard from far off. Here, it says, and the joy of Jerusalem was heard from far off. Oh, what does it mean? Then what is joy? Here, joy is the revival of the nation. When the nation is being revived, we are experiencing the joy of the Most High. Ah, Sipo, utini mar.
Oh wow, what a scripture that is written in the Nehemiah chapter 12. We see that when we see the revival that is happening around in our town, in our city, in our lives, in our things, our soul is definitely become the joy in our spirit. And it is powerful for me to see each of you as Christians are not in things of our tangible things as the world sometimes do.
Awumuve kancane mngani wami, awumuve kancane bese uyicala la ukuthi as the world thinks sometimes.
As the world sometimes thinks from the bonke. Uchamise yini ngaka? Ngathina ikhona something ukuthi khona ihlabhelile, khona isifiso, or khona imali ngitholile, or something tangible. Our joy from this are not, our joy is not in the only thing very tangible. When I was young, for the moment, what makes me so joyous every day? Would you get this call in 1997, 1998? From 1998, about 10 years, next. I took my Bible every day, go to each school, to that school, preaching the word of God freely and dedicated at that time. Joyful when Guba I owe something, there is nothing that makes me joyous. I'm not telling somebody about the kingdom stuff. So what makes me really joyful is my joy. It's when I'm in the process and fullness whereby I become the partaker of God's divine nature, whereby I spread the good news. What makes me this when we're young people, when we speak about the name, it's a little question I come over to, what comes to mind when you hear the name, Shua HaMashiach? That name, it makes you, now I know, I understand, you find the reason of your existence. There is power in our joy. In our joy, Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16, your words were found, and I ate them, and your words come to me a joy and a delight. On my secret place, when I read the promises of the Lord, I become joyous in my heart. God, unconditionally. So, your words, I found them and I ate them, and your words become my joy.
ujabulele isipho ikhona into oyidlila nidlumbhalo izithembiso zankulunkulu ngoba even izithembiso zankulunkulu nakuba ziziningi kuye ayes amen ujabule ngoba intokozo yami ngiyithola ezwini likankulunkulu and ukumangalisa ngale ntokozo uthi umbhali lapha no one will take away your joy our joy it is a guarantee that we have in him ukuthi you'll never forsake us neither do anything engasenza ukuthi sibe ashamed uzosithwala size sikuke it's our joy so our joy mfundisi yoba ngishilo ayikho into eneyiphathekayo ngiyangiyibona indle ngihlala kuyo ngiyayibona imoto engiyidrayivayo ngiyababona abantwana nonkosikazi enginabo ngiyayibona imali engiye ngibe nayo but my joy is not from there my joy is in the name of Yeshua uJobe elithi wayenemfuyo eningi inangonke okuningi engesithayeli kutona I think this guy itori yakhe ngizidayonbubisombulale othola ukuthi ujobe akekho kulezi zinto intokozo yakhe isindeleyo
ya
and yingako mfundisi kumele sikugcwalise bantwana bakankulunkulu ukuthi we've got the unshakeable kingdom within us and kingdom ngokwa Roman chapter 14 verse 17 futhi the kingdom of God is not about food no it's not all about possession this into the material but it is all about the righteousness peace and the joy in the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You see, all these three things, the righteousness of God, whereby God makes Jesus being a sin, then we become the righteousness of God. That's where fullness, this unshakable kingdom comes. And our peace as to us only understanding. That's a part of our kingdom. And that is the joy in the spirit.
Siyabonga mfowami siyabonga kakhulu we are talking about joy and what it is all about you can send us your whatsapps 0826572729 let's hear what you say
download our app now and listen to us wherever you go available in the app store and play store do you need prayer whatsapp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729 And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
All right. We are talking about joy, what it is even all about. And then I was saying to Usipopolo Simfundis and said to him, joy is seen in a revival of a city, the revival of a nation, the revival of a country describes the joy. And he speaks about the works of revivals that he has been doing and the kind of joy that he would experience personally. Right. We are talking about that now. Now, what is joy? What is joy? When you look into the aspect of joy, Psalm 126 verse 2 says, "Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then they said amongst the nations, the Elohim has done great things for them." What is joy? Joy is the pronunciation of the good things that the Father has done for us. Joy, in other words, is the testimony of the good things that the Father has done for us. And what are the good things that the Father has done for us? He gave us His only begotten Son. And this is just amazing. Who dies on our behalf. And that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have life and life abundantly. We see that as joy. And this verse also partly speaks regarding that. It says, "And our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then they said amongst the nations, the Elohim has done great things for them." And what great thing except that one of salvation and everything that comes with it, and that His word be written within our hearts and dwells within us. What great thing can it be other than that? And we start to testify. It means as we start to pronounce, when we laugh, when we are filled with laughter and joy, we pronounce the testimonies of salvation. The pronouncements of the testimonies of salvation in our lives, it is our joy. Mfundis Mota?
Absolutely, Mfundis. What a powerful topic indeed. You know, one of the greatest things that the Father has ever done for us, you know, was to send His only Son. And He did that out of love.
Mm.
And when we know Mfundis Wami, ukuthi sindisiwe ngomusa, joy comes with that. When we know ukuthi izono zethu zithethelelwe, athi Davide, "Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my transgressions." In other words, susa bonke, fihla ubuso bakho ezonweni zami engizenzile, athi create in me a new heart, a new spirit. You know, when one as in understand what is salvation, kuyini ukusindiswa, it comes with that great joy when you know that you have a clean heart. You God has taken out the heart of sin and given you a new heart.
Yeah.
And it brings so much joy knowing Mfundisi ukuthi you are actually in His presence. But David, cast me not away from your presence. Now I am a child of God.
Yes.
And I dwell in His presence. That on its own, it gives and brings us so much joy and so much peace in our heart. And we are able to live a very joyous life and a peaceful life. Because we know that the joy that we have, it comes from the Father Himself. It comes from God. And without Christ, we cannot. Without Christ, you know, Christ alone, He is our fullness of joy. And when we know that He is in our heart, that on its own, it gives us peace. In whatsoever circumstances, Fundisi esibhekana nawo empilweni, esihlangana nawo empilweni, but we know ukuthi we have Him. He is our Savior. He is, you know, our stronghold of our salvation. And without Him and apart from Him, we cannot do anything. So therefore, no one, it is hard, Mfundis, not only hard, but it is impossible to find joy in our life without Christ. So at David in Psalms 16, verse number 11, it says, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forever more and more. Christ is the way. Christ is a path of life. So when we are in him, and those who follow him, those who follow the path of life, which is Christ himself, it brings us into the presence of the Most High God. And we have this eternal joy, not the joy as the world seeks. You know, Israel, they seek joy, but in all wrong places. But however, our joy comes because Christ has found us and Christ has kept us. And therefore, that on its own, it gives us peace in our lives. We are able, Mfundisi, ukuthi siphile ngokujabula, not because of the things that we have, but because of the testimonies, which is the word of God. The testimonies, as we proclaim, and the more you proclaim Christ, the more it gives you that joy in your heart. It even makes it easy, because it makes it for somebody else to have this kind of joy. That is why time and again, when you meet somebody, you will ask, have you met Christ? Have you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior? Because you want to have them to have and to experience this joy that they have. Utu Jesu, these words I have spoken unto you, so that you may have joy and your joy be fulfilled. Christ himself, he is our perfect example, Mfundisi, because he had, when he was here on earth, he had so much deeper joy in his heart, inner joy, and nothing, whatever circumstances, which distracted the joy. So that is the joy that Christ wants us to have, so that we may be able to follow him, so that we may be able to walk like him. And as the children of God, we know that when we are in Christ Jesus, we have the joy. And his joy was to obey the Father. That is why he says, my food is to do the will of him that has sent me. So that on its own, when you being obedient, it brings you so much joy in your life. Because, you know, if by some self-condemning, you don't have joy in your life. But when you know that you are being obedient unto the Father, it gives you so much great joy in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Mfundisi Mota. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you say of this. When we speak about joy, what are we talking about? If you have to testify about joy, what would you say? Give us a shout, 012-334-1322. How has the Father really increased your joy or blessed you with his joy? Send us also your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. I'm really, really, really happy to listen to what you have to say in this matter.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
All right, when we talk about joy, in most instances, people are talking about jubilations, you know, the excitement, the exhilarations that come because one basically feels somewhat somehow blessed by a particular situation in their lives. Therefore, they feel that merriment within them, and they start to say, I am experiencing joy. But we're taking it further. We're taking it further to an extreme. And really look at joy from a particular perspective of extremity. And as to what it is even all about. And we said joy is also the salvation of a nation. When the nation becomes saved, we know it's joy. The salvation of people, it's joy. It's amazing then when we speak about that. Now, Isaiah 35 verses 2. Let me bring this to you, Jabu. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given in to it, the excellence of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Elohim, the excellency of our Yahuwah. Now, in this, I'm just, you know, saying it shall blossom, and even the joy with singing, the glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the excellence of Carmel and Sharon, they shall see the glory. When we see the glory of the Father setting us free from anything that exalts itself above us, and in this case, you know, it's amazing when we, Godfrey has sent me a message and saying, I must play joy. Yeah, Teddy Pendergrass. Come on, man. Now, when we speak of joy, we basically are also speaking about this. The excellence of the Father in our freedom. The glory of Lebanon, the excellence of Carmel. They shall see the glory of the Elohim, the excellency of our Father. When we are being set free from darkness and we start to see the excellence of the Father, that is His joy. And that is joy to us. Jabu.
Thank you very much, my friend. And indeed, that's the power of joy, or the works of joy, which is salvation and liberation, as you are quoting. That's when we see the glory of the Lord. You know, we shall be freed from darkness. It means we will be able to be saved. So the joy of the Lord saves. The joy of the Lord sets free and it liberates. You know, that is why we are commanded to rejoice at all times. Not, you know, when we're like, maybe we feel we are blessed, we feel we've got everything, we feel we're on fire, we are all, but always in Philippians 4:4 it says, rejoice in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. So that's the command from, you know, like Yahuwah Elohim, that we are to always be joyful. There should never be a reason for us to find, like, that, you know, I must be joyous. You know, the fact we are children of God already, we are liberated from darkness. We are not controlled by the powers of darkness. You know, the devil doesn't have hold of our lives. Sin is no longer our master. We are freed from the power of the grave. That should be the reasons enough to give us joy at all times, you know, just to be, when people maybe are counting all the material things that, you know, brings happiness in their lives. But we should be looking at the salvation that God has given us. We should be looking at the works of joy that we are experiencing in our lives, that there is peace that passes all understanding, that floods our hearts. Even though maybe our accounts are not doing well, you know, our relationships, our marriages, our families are struggling. But, you know, there is that peace that really surpasses all understanding that is guarding our hearts. That's the works of joy. And that should really be the reason enough for us to continue to rejoice and to be thankful all the time.
I hear you quite well, Jabu. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. When we speak of the joy of the Elohim, the joy of our Father in us, what are we talking about? How have you experienced His joy within you? Give us a shout, testify on this, or talk to us directly on this. What is this joy even meaning to you? We are keen to hear from you. You can also send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. That's 082-657-2729. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. You can also send us a voice note and tell us about joy, what it is all about to you, and of course, your experience with regards to it. Hello there. Hi.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, hey. My friend.
Yeah, how's it? Joy, Munna.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I want to talk about joy. You know the thought of salvation.
Yeah.
It's more than anything that artificial in this world, material.
Mm.
These ones, it's temporary.
Mm.
And then you want to do, you do a degree, you complete it, you get your joy. Now we are at a stage to get your degree. And then you get your joy, now to them say in the chat and whatnot. Number stage is the parallel. But this one of salvation for me is like, it's so much, amen. Because, you know, in mercy,
yeah,
that is going to show to us on that day.
Yeah.
We're going to feel it when he gives us in mercy for all the things that you've done and show us, this is what you did.
Yeah.
It's joy. The greatest joy in my it's eternal. Do you have a phantom to imagine how you it is to live forever? You know, I went to a degree in medicine 7 years. Another 7. I'll still be here.
Yeah.
Ngilale ngithi Jesus ngifuna for the next 3 years. Ngilale. Ngivuke, I'll still be here.
Yeah.
That's joy. That's peace. Nothing is going to steal or attack or disappear or go away.
Mm.
And I'm longing for that day. I see this world is going south. Anyway, uNkulunkulu uthe if we love with this world, we're not worthy of him.
Mm.
Anyway, this world doesn't belong to him. His kingdom is still coming.
Yeah.
So the joy of waiting, the endurance, as a groovy, as a pussy, as a nanny, as a short agupi. But I'm saving myself for that last day so that the joy there, but my enjoy, the real one is coming. The permanent one. Where there will be no more crooks, where there will be no need for voting, where there will be no more for my lockdown. And waking up for Labelung is not for the Lamarin talk show. Where everybody will be free.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a joy I'm looking forward to.
Yes.
Especially, you know, I'll study music in tech. I'll still be here in endless, forever, eternity. Yeah, that's the salvation. I think in America, many people substituted. Joy of going to heaven. The people who marketed America, they marketed as heaven on earth.
Yeah.
That's cool. Like, my movie, every music show, video, they show the America as the place. And that is why every black people, they want to go there. Nababa, ne 1 million, never see a pale on a trip. Bafungobona, all these places. And when they get there, they don't look like that. They have nothing. Than joy or the heaven. The people who went to Las Vegas, when they come back, they said, it's not the way they portray it because it's fake. The real one is coming, no Yeshua. But here's the trick. He says, no one has seen it. No one has heard it. So you can draw it and do what you are not close, you are far away. So that's the joy we're waiting for. Me and my family and those new brothers and sisters, Abawile and Dela, this difficult journey that you are in. Thank you.
Thank you so much, my friend. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. I need to hear from you as to what is our joy as believers? What is it that comes to mind?
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Faith.
hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Pindile.
Good evening, Pastor Lee.
Hey.
And other pastors. Pindile speaking.
Hi.
Yo.
Yeah.
The joy. After I can say about joy.
Mm.
The Bible says the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Mm.
So when you need strength, yeah. Basically, go Philippians for me. When Guba Ninting a Chang Pazamisa, Philippians 4 verse 8, it's whatever is good, whatever is noble.
Mm.
Think about that.
Yeah.
So, Isulian Gulungul, Lina Mandel, Perfumelung Gulungul. Moses on a tree down. Angithi abanye abantu thina siwumoya uthi uNkulunkulu those who worship you must worship me in spirit and truth. When your spirit is down, take the weight and the pray, combine it with the prayer. Liyaphakamisana izwi likaNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
Nokulalela izinto njengoba silalela izwi lePulpit iyavuka ijoy.
Thank you so much. Pindile, I really appreciate. Thank you so much. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334. Let's hear what you say about this very issue. We are talking about joy.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Now, let me bring this to you, Sipo. When we talk about joy, this is just amazing. Isaiah 61, verses 10. I will greatly rejoice in the Elohim. My soul shall be joyful in my Yahuwah. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels. Now this is the covering, joy is the covering robe of righteousness. Sipo.
Indeed, Mfundis, a joy, kankulungulu, ye is kavaya. Amanda kankulungulu, kavaya kempileni yet.
Yes.
Is also our strength from this. Sometimes when the devil comes in, we want to steal this joy so that we are being paralyzed by strength. Whereas we understand in the Bible, strength and shall repeat again and again, they say, rejoice, rejoice in the Lord. In other words, it's our boosting power, it's our engine, it's where we've been fully equipped by God. Having more strength, as you have mentioned earlier on, would be Ezra chapter 6, verse 26. That's where I'm from. This is to call a man in the world. We believe in German, not allow situations that are so physically to steal our joy. Even in times of tribulations, in times of trial, we need to protect our joy. But they kept on having this joy because this joy, it becomes our strength. Being asked by the Noah Funda, Isaiah 29, verse 19, the meek shall obtain fresh joy in the Lord. In other words, this fresh joy, it boosts us upon the Zingo Boni Moto, Maya Lape Karas, Kalu Petrol, Namaya Mazi, it told a fresh new start, Namaya Mazi, it told a car. So Nati, we receive this fresh joy in the Lord because we are becoming, we have been made meek by God's word. And second information, the Bible says, for God has given us not the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind, and a spirit of joy. So we understand that our joy comes from God. Anything that has been given unto God, the devil has got no power to steal it. It's for us not to to allow the devil to steal it. Delight in the Lord and give you the desires of your heart. That's how it comes then.
We are talking about our joy. What is our joy even all about? You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp. 0826572729. And looking at joy in manners in which we had not looked into. Looking at joy in manners in which we had not looked into before. I'm looking at Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. Your words were found, and I ate them. And your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Elohim Yahuwah of hosts. Ish. Yeah. Hello there, hi.
Hello, my brother, Brother Ray.
Hey, Putwami.
Yeah, bullies are better than we come in. You say, I'm sorry to Jesus Christ, and you bullies in a bandla. Yankulunkulu, you found the Sipo Hatter, you found the Sea Umot, and you found the JD Dominic.
I was like,
joy, Brother Ray. Number one, the commandments of the Lord are right.
Yeah.
Bringing joy to our hearts, by the way. Kepa izwe likubona lokho okunzima ngoba bafuna ukubuswa izinkanuko zenyama. Joy to us, noma sikuma trials and tribulations, our joy to seek our help from the Lord. Hayi kuzinto eziphathekayo, my brother. Our joy to take our refuge in our Lord because uJesu Kristu uyidala lethu, brother.
Yes.
That's Psalm 34, verse 5 to 8. uJesu wayehlala njalo nejoy. Wayejabulisa yilokho ngoba waze wathi one day, when you obey my commandments, you remain in my love. Just as I obey my Father's commandments.
Yeah.
To remain in the love. Wathi nginitshela lokho lezi zinto ukuze nibe nothando.
Yes,
so that your joy will overflow, Brother Ray. That is John 15, verse 10 to 11. See, bandla, see the title of Jesus Christ, and of course, I'm seeing this part of it. See, joy, no togoza.
Yeah.
Because our Father is always with us, 24-7, Brother Ray.
Yes.
As two swanoma yin. Mopsi has got a lala
Yeah.
That is Psalm 16, verse 8.
Yes.
Our greatest joy is to know that no Jesus Christ ebuya ukuzolwisa lesi sithu esingusathane ukuzo destroy lelizwe, Brother Ray. Njengabantu bekaJesu sizosinda thina.
Yeah.
Yiyo i-assurance yethu leyo, Brother Ray. Ukuthi sazi ukuthi ngeke siphelele impilo zethu.
Yeah.
We've got another life, eternity, Brother Ray.
Yes. All the time, may the Father be glorified, sir. Blessings to you.
Blessing to you, my brother.
Shalom.
Thank you. God bless you too.
Tuda. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. What is our joy even all about?
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.